这里是希望之声网上时针英语节目。
Welcome to Jewels from the Internet. My name is Debbie, and I'm glad that you've joined me today for our program. Today we're going to do something just a little bit different because we just about finished a story on our previous program, and then I told you I would go right into the next story. So that's what we're doing today. We're going to finish one and go into the next one. Well, Jewels from the Internet is a program that I hope that you can learn some English from. I like to read stories or sayings or maybe a moral, something that you can actually use in your lifetime, but also one that's informative enough that you can learn some English. So we're working on story number 409, and that's in book 12. I like to put all my stories into short little booklets for you, just in case that you want a copy of the story, and also you can read it at your leisure. That means whenever you have some free time that you don't have to be studying or working or going on the bus, just some free time where you can read the stories and remember what the stories are about, and that will help you with your comprehension. Now, comprehension is how you can remember some of the story, or how can you remember what some words actually mean. So I'm going to read to you now story number 409. If you happen to be with me on my previous program, you'll know that it's called Sayings According to First Graders. Just a reminder to tell you who first graders are. They're usually children that are about 6 years old, and they're going right from kindergarten into their next year of school. It might be their first year of school. Over here in Hong Kong, I know children go to school very, very young. But in North America, we usually have children going into kindergarten at age 5, and then they go to school at age 6. So it's just a little bit different here, and so I'm not sure how old a first grader is if they live in Hong Kong. But in North America, they do start when they're about 6. So the sayings are actually proverbs. And what was a proverb? Were you with me on our previous program? A proverb is a collection of short, well-known stories or sayings. So the teacher that actually kept all of these cute sayings from his classes, collected, that means he gathered stories or he gathered these sayings, and he decided he would put them into an article and then let people read them. Children are very, very interesting. They love to be honest when they talk, and sometimes they're very comical or funny. So go ahead and listen while I read this to you, and then we'll go back to where we stopped on our last program. And I'll tell you what the actual proverb said, and then I'll tell you what the children said. So let me read it to you now. A first grade teacher collected well-known proverbs. He gave each child in the class the first half of the proverb and asked them to come up with the rest. Here is what the kids came up with. Better to be safe. Punch a fifth grader. Now it should read, better to be safe than sorry. Strike while the bug is close. But the real proverb is, strike while the striking's good. The next one. It's always darkest before daylight saving time. But the real proverb is, it's always darkest before the storm. Never underestimate the power of termites. The proverb should read, never underestimate the power of love. You can lead a horse to water, but how? The proverb reads, "You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink." Don't bite the hand that looks dirty. The real proverb says, "Don't bite the hand that feeds you." The next one. No news is impossible. It should read, "No news is good news." You can't teach an old dog math. And most people say it like this. You can't teach a dog new tricks. Love all, trust me. And the proverb usually says, love all, trust no one. The pen is mightier than the pigs. Now, if you were reading the proverb, it would say, the pen is mightier than the sword. An idle mind is the best way to relax. The real proverb says, an idle mind is the best medicine. Where there is smoke, there's pollution. But I've always heard it like this. Where there is smoke, there's fire. A penny saved is not much. You've probably heard it this way. A penny saved is a penny earned. To his company, three's the musketeers. It should read, to his company, three's a crowd. Children should be seen and not spanked or grounded. But you've heard it like this. Children should be seen and not heard. If at first you don't succeed, get new batteries. But the proverb really says, if at first you don't succeed, try and try again. You get out of something what you see pictured in the box. But if you really had the proverb written in front of you, it would say, you get out of something what you put into it. We got to almost the end of our proverbs. You know, there's many, many proverbs out there, but this was just a collection of a few of them that this teacher thought he should share with us. I liked the one that we finished with on our last program. To his company, three's, what did the child say? The musketeers. It should really read, to his company, three's a crowd. And this is always brought home to me. That means that I see it again and again whenever I see three children, very young children, playing. You know, two children will play really nice together. But you put a third child in there and what happens? Sometimes they fight. Sometimes they pout. Sometimes they don't get their way anymore. So two is company. That means that they are good with each other. They have a good time. But three sometimes is a crowd. There's just one too many. Well, this child had said musketeers, didn't he? If you've ever watched television or if you've read books, you'll know that the three musketeers were a group of people or fictional people that did things together. So that's how come this child said two is company, but three's the musketeers. Well, let's go on and finish this, and then we can read a new story for today. The proverb, or the short popular saying, is children should be seen and not heard. Have you ever heard that? Maybe you haven't, because you're not maybe from North America, but that's one of the things that parents always tell their children. You know, you should be seen. That means people can watch you, but not heard. That means that you really should be quiet. You shouldn't be talking. Lots of times this will happen when you're in church or when you're in a meeting of some sort. The parent will tell the child to be very quiet. People can see you, but they don't need to hear you. Well, the children in this article, the one child that said this one said, children should be seen and not spanked or grounded. Do you know what spanked is? Oh, if you've done something a little bit bad, a little bit that you weren't supposed to, your parents may spank you. They might give you a little swat on the bum. Or it's called discipline usually, isn't it? They give you a little smack or a little hit for discipline. That means spanked. S-P-A-N-K-E-D. Spanked. Now, to be grounded means that they're taking away something that you really like to do. You know, my child was not very good at school the other day. And since I'm in the same classroom with him teaching other classes, I could hear him and I could see that he was not doing what he was supposed to be. In other words, he was seen and heard. Well, I went up to him and I said, now, Sean, I'm going to have to ground you from watching television. That means I took away his privilege of watching television. So you have to take something away from a child, something that they really like or they really want to do, and you called it grounding them. That just means sometimes they have to stay indoors instead of going outdoors, or they have no ice cream after supper, or they have to go to bed early. So that's an expression that we use, and it's called grounding. So the child here said, you should be seen and not spanked or grounded. I think this child was pretty mischievous because he knew what spanking was, and he also knew what to be grounded was all about. Let's go on to the second last one. The proverb is, if at first you don't succeed, try and try again. What does it mean to succeed? Get it right? Do it first the right time? Have something perfect? So if at first you don't succeed, that means if you don't do it right the first time, try it again. And if it still doesn't work, try it another time. That's what the proverb actually means. Now, what did the first grader say? If at first you don't succeed, get new batteries. This child is from the modern day and age that we live in. Everything runs on batteries, right? You know, I've got batteries all over my house because the children need them for their Discman or their Walkman or their handheld game. We have batteries for every little thing now. So that's what this child thought. If it doesn't work, put in new batteries. Let me spell succeed for you. S-U-C-C-E-E-D. S-U-C-C-E-E-D. Succeed. And maybe you don't know how to spell batteries. B-A-T-T-E-R-I-E-S. Batteries. B-A-T-T-E-R-I-E-S. Well, let's go on to the last one. The proverb is, you get out of something what you put into it. That means if you do a lot of work, you'll get wonderful results. But you have to do the studying, don't you? Okay, so I'm talking about grades here. I was thinking ahead when I said that. But you know, if you're studying, that's a lot of work. If you put a lot of studying into it, you'll get good grades. So usually, if you do something well, it means that you've done a lot of work to make it good. Well, you know what this little child was thinking of? Something that's pictured. So he said, you get out of something what you see pictured on the box. You know, most children love to get cereals. Do you get cereal in a box? And there's always pictures on the outside of the box. And you know, they usually give you a small or a short, small gift inside the box. That's something that the children look at and say, oh, Mommy, Mommy, make sure and buy that for me so I can have the gift in the box. So that's what this child was looking at or thinking about when he heard that proverb. The proverb, You get out of something what you put into it. The child said, you get out of something what you see pictured on the box. Well, you know, that was the end of our story number 409, and I promised that I would start the next one. But you know, maybe I should read all these proverbs first, just so you hear them one more time. Should I do that? Let me do it for you. These are sayings according to first graders. A first grade teacher collected well-known proverbs. He gave each child in the class the first half of the proverb and asked them to come up with the rest. Here is what the kids came up with. Better to be safe than punch a fifth grader. The proverb should be, better to be safe than sorry. Strike while the bug is close. The proverb reads, strike while the striking's good. It's always darkest before daylight savings time. And the proverb reads, it's always darkest before the storm. Never underestimate the power of termites. The proverb really says, never underestimate the power of love. You can lead a horse to water, but how? And if you've ever heard the proverb, it says, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. Don't bite the hand that looks dirty. I like the proverb better here. Don't bite the hand that feeds you. No news is impossible. And if you've ever heard it, the proverb says, no news is good news. You can't teach an old dog math. The proverb really reads, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Love all, trust me. The proverb should really read, love all, trust no one. The pen is mightier than the pigs. Do you remember that one? I thought it was quite cute. But the proverb really means, or says, the pen is mightier than the sword. An idle mind is the best way to relax. And the proverb says, an idle mind is the best medicine. Where there is smoke, there is pollution. And what does the proverb really say? Where there is smoke, there's fire. A penny saved is not much. The proverb from long ago says, a penny saved is a penny earned. Two is company, three's the musketeers. What does the proverb say? Two is company, three's a crowd. Children should be seen and not spanked or grounded. The proverb says, children should be seen and not heard. If at first you don't succeed, get new batteries. But the proverb really says, if at first you don't succeed, try and try again. And the last one, you get out of something what you see pictured on the box. But the proverb really says, you get out of something what you put into it. Well, I hope that you have enjoyed those sayings that the first graders or the children that are about 6 years old have said. Some of them were right on. Some of them were a little strange or even a little funny. Well, I did tell you that I was going to read the next story, and I'm just going to read it, that's all, because I don't have time to do anything else. And this is story number 410. And you know what the name of it is? It's not a very interesting name. It just says, Great Story. So let me read it for you. In Phoenix, Arizona, a 26-year-old mother stared down at her 6-year-old son, who was dying of terminal leukemia. Although her heart was filled with sadness, she also had a strong feeling of determination. Like any parent, she wanted her child to grow up and fulfill all his dreams. Now, that was no longer possible. The leukemia would see to that. But she still wanted her son's dreams to come true. She took her son's hand and asked, Billy, did you ever think about what you wanted to be once you grew up? Did you ever dream and wish what you would do with your life? Mummy, I always wanted to be a fireman when I grew up. Mum smiled back and said, Let's see if we can make your wish come true. Later that day, she went to her local fire department in Phoenix, Arizona, where she met Fireman Bob, who had a heart as big as Phoenix. She explained her son's final wish and asked if it might be possible to give her 6-year-old son a ride around the block on a fire engine. Fireman Bob said, Look, we can do better than that. If you'll have your son ready at 7 o'clock Wednesday morning, we'll make him an honorary fireman for the whole day. He can come down to the fire station, eat with us, go out on all the fire calls, the whole 9 yards. And if you'll just give us his sizes, we'll get a real fire uniform for him, with a real fire hat with the emblem of the Phoenix Fire Department on it, a yellow slicker like we wear, and rubber boots. They're all manufactured right here in Phoenix, so we can get them fast. 3 days later, Fireman Bob picked up Billy, dressed him in his fire uniform, and escorted him from his hospital bed to the waiting hook and ladder truck. Billy got to sit on the back of the truck and help steer it back to the fire station. He was in heaven. There were 3 fire calls in Phoenix that day, and Billy got to go out on all 3 calls. He rode in the different fire engines, the paramedics' van, and even the fire chief's car. He was also videotaped for the local news program. Having his dream come true with all the love and attention that was lavished upon him so deeply touched Billy that he lived 3 months longer than any doctor thought possible. One night, all of his vital signs began to drop dramatically, and the head nurse, who believed in the hospice concept that no one should die alone, began to call the family members to the hospital. Then she remembered the day Billy had spent as a fireman, so she called the fire chief and asked if it would be possible to send a fireman in uniform to the hospital to be with Billy as he made his transition. The chief replied, We can do better than that. We'll be there in 5 minutes. Will you please do me a favor? When you hear the sirens screaming and see the lights flashing, will you announce over the PA system that there is not a fire? It's just the fire department coming to see one of its finest members one more time. And will you open the window to his room? About 5 minutes later, a hook and ladder truck arrived at the hospital and extended its ladder up to Billy's 3rd floor open window. 16 firefighters climbed up the ladder into Billy's room. With his mother's permission, They hugged him and held him and told him how much they loved him. With his dying breath, Billy looked up at the fire chief and said, "Chief, am I really a fireman now?" "Billy, you are. And the head chief, Jesus, is holding your hand," the chief said. With those words, Billy smiled and said, "I know. He's been holding my hand all day, and the angels have been singing." He closed his eyes one last time. That was a real heartwarming story, wasn't it? It was one that almost made you want to cry. On our next program, I'll read it again and we'll go over some of the words and the meanings of some of the expressions and phrases that are in that story. I hope you'll join me for that program. But you know, I did tell you that I was going to give you a place where you can write to me, and I do love getting mail. You need to send it to Debbie at Kowloon Central Post Office Box, 71030 in Hong Kong. Kowloon, capital K-O-W-L-O-O-N, Kowloon Central, P.O. Box, 71030, Hong Kong. I also have an email address that you can use to write to me, zhaomeng@vohc.com. Let me spell it quickly. zhaomeng@vohc.com. I have to go, and I hope you'll be back for the next program.
谢谢您收听今天的网上时针英语节目。如果听众朋友想跟我们取得联系，您可以直接发电子邮件给我，我是艾德，我的电子邮件地址是艾德，也就是汉语拼音的 AIDE 艾德 @vohc.cn。谢谢您今天的收听，再见。